The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning, happy Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's Tone the Bone here from the TKR Studios, Tony Curry Radio. Make sure you download that Tony Curry Radio app. Get classic rock 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And of course, we have 13, 14, working on shows 15 and 16, brand new shows coming up. We're starting one this week called Wide Awake Wake, which is going to be a great classic rock show. And of course, all of our other shows that have everything else to do outside classic rock, check out the Tony Curry Radio podcast. All right, so I'm watching the Bengals game last night. Listen, I've been covering sports for 30 years. Been on the radio, did the jocks thing, in the opening drive, worked at ESPN, did all those things. And so, despite the fact that I've covered sports pretty much my entire career, I've never really been in bed with one particular team that was successful. So I I can be very opinionated about a lot of different teams because my teams have always sucked. My Cincinnati Reds haven't been relevant in a long period of time. Now my Bengals went to the Super Bowl last year. We saw what happened last night. And I was talking to my son who was over watching the game. He's also a big Bengals fan, probably because his old man loves him so much. And when you're 4-12 every year, it's like it's great when they when they're doing well, but you just pretty much know you're going to be stuck in mediocrity, and you know that you're never going to be winning anything. And so it's just kind of it's a peripheral thing, right? But then when they get really, really good, you really start taking interest and you start investing a lot of time and energy into it, and you start traveling to see them and all those things. And I was telling my son, imagine what it'd be like, and this goes for Alabama, Auburn, USC, any football team, baseball team, whatever you follow. Imagine being a season ticket holder for the Cincinnati Bengals for like the last 20 or 25 years. You're at every home game. You're at every tailgate. Your life revolves around that football team for the 17, 18, 19 weeks it goes on. And to see how painful it must be to see you lose a game like you lost last night. Joseph Asai is getting torched today for the late hit on Patrick Mahomes. I've covered enough football games. I've worked with the best of the best. I worked with Jay, worked with Al, was in the National Football League for 20 years. I know that it never comes down to one play. It's a game of inches. I know it doesn't come down to one play. The reason the Joseph Asai thing seems so deplorable and horrible and what the hell were you thinking? Even some of his teammates were like, dude, what were you doing? His feet were in the paint. It wasn't even close. What the hell are you doing? You gave them the game. He did not give them the game. I will go back about 3 minutes before the Bengals got the ball, 20-20 on their own 35 with 2 minutes left and two timeouts. The game was theirs to win or lose, and they did not seize the opportunity. You do not want to give the ball to Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback we're playing right now, and give him the opportunity to win that football game. The Bengals, the table was set. It was perfect. Burrowhead was coming alive. It was going to happen. It was 2020. They had the football first and 10. They had plenty of time. They had timeouts. They got all the pieces. All they had to do is go down. They could have milked the entire clock, gave Patrick no time left, kicked a field goal, and won the game by the same score. Of course, they lost to the Rams last year. So, yeah, listen, the Joseph Asai thing, horrible, shouldn't have happened. It would have had another 8 seconds left had he not hit him out of bounds. I can't say that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't have connected for a 15-yard out pass and they would have kicked the field goal anyway. But we always remember the last play, right? How many times did I hear Tony Romo and that knucklehead? Tony Romo's wearing my ass out. He's getting on my nerves, man. He's too cute. He's too funny. He's getting on my nerves. But how many times did Tony say, we're going to be looking back on this and we're going to say this play decided the game. He's drama queen. This play's made. He must have said that 17 times. And it's because there's 17 different plays during a game where if you're going for it on fourth down or you don't get a third down conversion or there's a stupid penalty or there's a great time, whatever, is there's a almost catch. Those do decide the endings of football games. I can't say that I'm blessed to have watched a hell of a great football game. I can't believe my Bengals are relevant. I mean, look what the Rams did this year. And they won the Super Bowl last year. At least the Bengals played in the AFC Championship. Wayne Schneider, good morning to you. Marilyn Williams, good morning to you. Al Cooper, how you doing, brother? But thanks for a great season, but it does hurt. It does hurt. And I told my son last night, I said, would you rather me go 4-12 every year and it doesn't hurt at all, or to feel that anxiety and your chest pounding at 10:30 last night watching another team? You know what? The other thing was weird. Somebody in Cincinnati, I know some players off the football team, and I guess the mayor of Cincinnati said something about Burrowhead. That really pissed them off. I'm like, dude, they were making a joke. It was funny. We did own you. We beat you three times in a row. We almost beat you a fourth time in a row. And we beat you last year at your home at the AFC at Arrowhead. It was Burrowhead last year. But man, those guys, Kelsey, going, that really bothered them. And the fact that it really bothered them made me feel really, really good. If calling Arrowhead, don't you disrespect Arrowhead. I'm like, dude, chill out. It's your home. We're having a little fun. That's what happens. That's what sports is all about. That really pissed them off. The fact that that bothered them so much told me just how lame and how minimal and how shallow. If they needed that to win that football game, you guys are going to get killed against Philadelphia. You're going to get roughshod, man. Anyway, great game. Super great season. I think the Bengals are here to stay. I still don't think that people are giving them the respect they deserve because it's the Bengals. And I understand that. It's going to take a few more years of being super successful, and I think Joe's going to bring that. Sign Joe to the extension. Get it done during the offseason so we don't have to deal with that crap. Go after it. And now my Bengals fans, John David, I have a problem with the refs flagging the Bengals for holding downfield on a fifth down. I get it. I saw the play. Not the best refs game. I got a good friend of mine who actually believes the game was thrown by the refs, that it was fixed. I'm not going to go that far. But I will say at that level, there were some really strange calls. That being said, though, the Bengals did stop them two downs later, and they ended up punting the football, so it really didn't hurt. If the Kansas City Chiefs end up scoring a touchdown after they got their fifth down, that would have played into it, too. But again, it's just one of those plays. They got the ball back. But the Bengals, you know, and it happened in the Super Bowl, too. You get the ball. It's tied up. You control your own destiny, and the Bengals could not move. You're not going to win AFC championship games by scoring 20 points. You're not. And so I guess I'm taking a little off Joseph aside just because I saw him over there crying on the sidelines. And I know his teammates were pissed off. And I know it was a stupid, dumb play. And you can't do that. You've got to use your head. I understand that. But I also understand that a football game has got 200 plays in it. And every play is important. And it's just unfortunate that that was the last play. And it gave them 15 yards to kick a 45-yard field goal. Kudos to the Kansas City Chiefs. That being said, I'm rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles for a couple reasons. First of all, I love their coach, second-year coach. I think he does a great job. Jalen Hurts, he's been playing hurt too. If I have to hear one more thing about Patrick Mahomes flipping ankle, I'm going to blow my brains out. Stop already. We knew he was going to play. You don't have a high ankle sprain. That they made it sound like he was playing with Joe Theismann's broken ankle. Give me a break. The guy's a great quarterback. It was a great run. Great job. Wonderful. He was going to play. To sit there and say he was less than 100%, whatever. He didn't have his receivers. It's Patrick Mahomes, dude. That's why he's the MVP. Joe Burrow will be there in a couple of years. We'll get there. It'll be all right. All right. Hope you have a fantastic day. Again, download the TKR app. I'm going to be doing and shooting shows all day today. I got six shows we're going to produce. We've got students of the game we're going to be doing a little bit later on today. Three guys talking college football. I'm sure they'll have something to say about AFC, NFC Championship weekend. We got Mission Minded with Michael Coleman from the Montgomery Area Food Bank. We're going to be talking about, in the business place, stepping up. Say someone gets sick. We saw it during COVID. Say someone can't come into work. Say someone gets fired. Next thing you know, you're next man up. Much like the San Francisco 49ers had to deal with going to their fourth quarterback who got knocked out. I don't know why McSee wasn't the quarterback for the majority of that game. But we'll be talking about what happens when you're next man up and you have no clue what the hell you're doing. We'll talk about that on Mission Minded a little bit later on today. Win in Rome with Stuart Rome, great show. We're going to be doing that show. We have ACDC's Live Wire Wednesday show we'll be doing coming up on Wednesday night, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, another fantastic show. We have Need to Know that we're going to be doing with Kip Kiefer this morning, the Kiefer and Curry show, a brand new show. It's going to be starting in February, a sports show that we're really, really excited about. So we got that show coming up. And also Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. A great show as we dive into the $13 billion industry of pet care and veterinarian care. It's great shows. All these shows, you can available through the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. We're on every major industry. Look up Tony Curry Radio Podcast. You can find all of our great shows and listen to them. Get after it. Robbie Glenn, good morning to you, brother. Let's catch up today. I love you. And Striker Strong, man. give him a big hug and a kiss for me today. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. And who they think gonna beat them Bengals? The Kansas City Chiefs in a fixed football game. Love you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.